Relationships. As humans, we're hardwired for them. What would it be like to have a guide to relationships that are authentic? Tap into the collective wisdom of teachers, authors, and healers who have accumulated experience on this subject. I've learned that there are overlapping soul circles of people in our lives. Family of choice. Welcome to the family.
Barry Goldstein, welcome to It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Evie Weinstein. And the music that lulled us into the show and is going to lull us out of the show was written by my friend Barry Goldstein, and it's called Prayer of the Heart. And you can find all of his beautiful music at barrygoldsteinmusic.com. So my guest tonight is someone that I had the pleasure of seeing back in October in Phoenix. And what I told him before the show is that he lit the room on fire. He's incredibly high energy. And together with his brother Mike and his mother Sheila, he founded the website Tuts.com, and his name is Andy Dooley. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hello, Edie. Hello, listeners. So happy to be here. Woo-woo.
Yay. Okay. So you're on fire right now, too. Do we need a fire extinguisher?
I'm on fire. Let's do this.
Yeah, fire. Okay. So what keeps you so pumped? You're an incredibly high-energy person.
Edie, you know, I have wired my brain this way. And so this is just how I wire and fire myself. And this is what I teach other people who have trouble, you know, staying in that positive place. It's my life's work, vibration activation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how did you come to that? What made you decide that this is your life's passion, that this is what you most wanted to do?
Well, I stumbled into it. I'm very fortunate that I had a great mother and father and brother and sister who introduced me to, you know, positive thinking when I was a teenager. So that kind of opened my mind and started getting me focused on what's positive compared to the negative and going down that negative track. And then what really was, so I was into it and achieved some success, but then it was in 2007 when my life really came crashing down upon me. And everything I thought I had learned and figured out kind of backfired. And I was like, here I am. I'm financially broke. I owe the IRS. I have credit card debt. I'm brokenhearted. Two different big dreams of mine that I was working on crashed and burned. And I was just like, you know, I was in bed having the world's biggest pity party, blaming everybody. You know, it's my mom's fault. It's my brother's fault. It's Deepak Chopra's fault. And I realized I had to take responsibility, and that's where I then, like, became a student of metaphysics again and realized I didn't know it all, and I'm still a student. And then in the process of turning my life around, that's how I created Vibration Activation, which I've now reached over 10,000 people with my workshops and books and audio programs. And having, you know, I get emails all the time from people saying, man, your work has turned my life around. Wow, I'm back in the game. I now get it, what I was doing wrong, and now I can align with my desires, and I have fun doing it.
Yeah, and do you think that it's partly because you walk the talk, that you've been through this, that you can say, this is what worked for me, give it a shot, and see if it'll work for you?
Yeah, thank you. That's a perfect way to say it. This is... Yeah, I'm not saying I have all the answers and I found the path. I found a path, and it's working for me, and it's working for those who find me and, you know, use the tools. And you just got to find what works for you and do it. So I've got some great tools I want to share and give to your listeners right now, plus just some goodies that I think anybody listening right now could be able to use and apply immediately into their life and start noticing some shifts in their reality and vibration.
Wonderful. So what would those gifts be? Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, vibration activation is a three-step process, and it was created out of my frustration of, like, I don't get it. Why does it work sometimes, you know, law of attraction manifesting, where, you know, it's effortless. It's in, it just happens. You think about it, and then the next day someone saying, hey, you want two tickets to a Michael Franté concert? It's like, are you kidding me?
I'm
just
there.
Thinking about Michael Franté, you know? And
right.
And then other times you're trying so hard to make it happen, and like just doors are closing in your face. So it's a mystery, right? I mean, So I was like, all right, I know it's the laws of the universe are absolute, and how do I align with these laws? So that's the beginning of the journey. So step one of vibration activation is getting control of that negative voice in your head. You know the voice.
Very well, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you know, so for the listener out there, the one who says, oh, it's not going to work for me, I'm too old, it's too late, I don't have the proper education, I can't keep up with technology, it's a crazy world out there, it's just never going to happen for me. That voice is the voice you got to get control of. And that voice, that's your subconscious. That's, you know, people give away their power. Oh, it's subconscious. I can't do it. No, you put that story there. So we've got the story. We've got the voice. And bottom line, you can't have a positive life with a negative mind. And unfortunately, the way the brain works is we can wire ourselves positively, like we just talked about, or you can wire yourself negatively. So you got to become aware of that negative story in your head that keeps derailing your life. And then when you catch yourself running that story, I'm not good enough, I'm too old, it's not going to work for me, I've tried everything, you got to throw down the stop, cancel, clear, I will not live in fear. So if you're listening, please write that down right now. Write it down. Stop, cancel, clear, I will not live in fear.
I'm laughing because that's what you were a cheerleader up on stage telling us that. And I wrote it down then. I'm writing it down again now.
Yeah, and there's different variations of
it.
Stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here. Or stop, cancel, clear, get the F out of here. That's an emotionally
yep.
charged word, the F word. And it really gives you, the creator of your experience, a jolt of power to go, wait a minute. That's crazy. Why am I continuing to think and believe this? It's creating my life that I don't like. So the F word can be really powerful. So that's step one. You got to stop the negative train of thought. Become more conscious of that story that keeps derailing your life. Then you got to change the track. So you got to get off the bitch train and onto the bliss train. So you got to change your focus, right? We got a focus problem. That's one of the things I think the biggest overlooked mistake is – We keep focusing on what's wrong as opposed to what's right. It's focus. And thinking and focus go hand in glove. If you're thinking about something, you're focusing on it. If you're focusing on something, you're going to start thinking about it. So your thinking and your focus are powerful. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than focused thought. I mean, think of all the inventions that exist in the world now. That was because of focused thought backed with imagination and a plan of action. That's how it got created. And think of your life, Edie. You know, this radio show, this technology, this cell phone, any successes or wins you've had in your life, it's because you became incredibly focused on what you wanted, and you used imagination, and you took action. So focus
what we're
is
gonna
incredibly
do,
powerful.
Oh, it absolutely is. What we're going to do, Andy, is we're going to focus on taking a break, and then on the other side, the flip side, we're going to go to step three. And I know we're both really enthused about this. So, folks, go to Andy's website and learn more about what he's offering, Andy Dooley, AndyDooley.com. Catch you on the other side of the break.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
It's All About Relationships is a gathering of friends worldwide. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein. Join us each Thursday night from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. My guests are dynamic leaders in the field of human interaction, and no topic is off the table, from sexuality to spirituality to self-love. I'm a best-selling author, speaker, therapist, interfaith minister, and optimistic who sees the world through the eyes of possibility. Visit me at opti-mystical.com.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to the next portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and on the other end of the line is a live wire, Andy, known as Andy Dooley, and he was talking about, we were on step two, about, you know, activating your, you know, the vibration activation. So what was step, do you want to talk more about step two, or are we ready to move on to step three?
Oh, wait, yeah, step two, I didn't get to it fully. So,
go for it.
Step one, you have to stop the negative train of thought. And then you got part of step one is asking, you got to ask questions because questions change your focus. What's happening when you're getting caught up in your negative drama and story is you're suffering from lazy and lousy focus. So you got to say, okay, stop, cancel, clear, get the F out of here. Okay, question, what is working in my life? What could be working in my life? What can I appreciate? What can I be grateful for? That changes your focus. Then focus on what's good. Focus on something simple, like in the moment. Well, I'm breathing. Well, I got a roof over my head. Well, you know, just focus on the simple things to change your focus. And then step two is a real clutch for so many people. Everyone who goes through vibration activation says, wow, no one's ever told me that. I've never heard that before. I'm like, yeah, I know. I created it. So that's why I'm so excited to share it with you. So step two is telling the transition story, not the new story, but the new transition story. Because we've all been to the workshops and seminars where a phenomenal, awesome speaker, Tony Robbins, Abraham Hicks, Byron Katie, Debbie Ford, you know, say, tell the new story. Just tell the new story of how you want your life to be. And this is where everybody makes the mistake of going from the old story of I don't have enough, money is hard, I can't find a job, to the new story of I'm abundant, I'm happy, I have all the money in the world. And your brain says, BS, you are broke.
Right.
And so you got to tell the transition story, which is a bridge to go from your current reality to the new reality. You can't just make a quantum leap. Sorry if you believe in quantum leaps. I believe they don't work because you're not up to speed to them. And if you do make the quantum leap, it won't last unless you do some serious focusing and changing your thoughts, like, really intensely. So to tell the transition story, there's three key words. You can write these down. Beginning, becoming, and allowing. Beginning, becoming, and allowing. So you say, I'm beginning to feel my worthiness. I'm beginning to open up to the opportunities. I'm beginning to allow myself to have fun. I'm becoming more confident. I'm becoming more clear. I'm beginning to move forward. I'm beginning to believe in my dreams again. I'm allowing the universe to guide me. I'm allowing myself to have fun with this instead of making it so hard. So that will get you, that'll bridge the gap. That's step two.
Okay, I'm ready to move on to step three.
Step three, this is the triad, and this is where you really activate the vibration and the focus. You got to remember, thoughts have magnetic attraction power, and the more you think a thought, the more vibration, the more attraction power it has. So if you think the thought, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, that's going to become a belief, and then that'll become your reality. But if you think, I'm worthy, I'm moving forward, I'm believing in myself, dreams come true, I'm a powerful creator, wow, that's going to create that reality. So step three has three parts. Wouldn't it be nice? That's right. In the meantime. Wouldn't it be nice? That's right. In the meantime. So you start off and you hold the thought vibration for 68 seconds, as we've learned from Abraham Hicks. 68 seconds is when the manifestation process begins. Things move, manifestation happens, but only after 68 seconds, which explains why so many of us are stuck, because we're not holding a positive thought vibration for 68 seconds. We get 6 to 8 seconds, and we start bitching and complaining and focusing on everything that's wrong. So that's right. So you do that's right back and forth. We can do this right now, Edie, me and you
go
on the phone. And
it
will hold a positive vibration. Mm-hmm. So we'll do short sentences, ping pong, like a game of tennis, back
ball.
And forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll just talk about what's already working in your life. So that's
okay.
Right, Edie, you got a radio show. People are listening.
And I say that's right, or I say what's going on?
No, you say that's right, and
that's
you can
right.
repeat, or you can modify
okay.
it.
Yeah, that's right. I have an amazing radio show with phenomenal guests that help people change their lives.
That's right. Your subscribers are growing every day.
That's right. People get tremendous value out of hearing us on the air.
That's right. You love bringing value and ideas to help people improve their lives.
That's right. Vivid Life rocks.
That's right. Vivid Life rocks, and it's so fun to be a creator in time and space.
So, folks, this is fun. I'm laughing as we're doing this here. And it does feel like a ping-pong game. So do you encourage people to do that with folks in their lives, especially if they're feeling like life isn't working? Is that kind of like an antidote?
Yeah. It's if you've got a lot of resistance, then you start with wouldn't it be nice? So let's say you're down in the dumps, you don't have a job, you're financially strapped, maybe you're going in and out of depression. You start simple. You wouldn't try to jump right to it because you're not there. You feel like you're lying. So you say, well, wouldn't it be nice if I felt better? Wouldn't it be nice? It's a phrase I borrowed from Abraham Hicks. So wouldn't it be nice if I felt better? Wouldn't it be nice if I had a job? Wouldn't it be nice if I had a paycheck every week? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt better about myself? So you just shift the vibe a little bit. So now you're starting to come out of your funk. You're finding thoughts that feel good, building, do it for 68 seconds, and then go into that's right, I'm finding my groove. That's right, there's opportunity out there. That's right, my life isn't over yet. That's right, I'm beginning to believe. That's right, and you stack these thoughts one on top of another, getting to 68 seconds. And we practice this. Like last night I had a Vibe Tribe call, and I practiced this with my Vibe Tribe members on the call. They would take turns, and they would have to go for 68 seconds. I had a stopwatch and everything. And when you're new to it, it's kind of hard, but you can repeat, and it's about holding the focus. You got to develop your focus muscles. So now you shift your vibration after 68 seconds. And then you can do some in the meantimes, which in the meantime brings you back to your present moment where you're not denying your reality and you're appreciating what you have. So in the meantime, my life is good. In the meantime, I'm healthy. In the meantime, I'm listening to this awesome radio show. In the meantime, I'm taking notes. In the meantime, I'm getting ready to turn my life around. In the meantime, I have a roof over my head. So you're holding the focus and the flow and activating that new vibration, which literally starts to create new neural nets in your brain. You're starting to create a new network in your brain, and you start to override the old one.
So what happens when that occurs? Is there an awareness, an aha, like, okay, I feel differently. My life is unfolding in a different way. I mean, do people report to you that they notice a shift?
Yeah, absolutely. I get emails on Facebook and just my regular email so often where people are saying, it's working. I'm changing my life. I've got the job. I manifested, the love of my life because I'm now holding a positive focus. And this is what goes back to the beginning of our conversation where you said, you're just wired positively. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a live wire. This is my dominant thoughts and focus. Now, I'm human. I experience contrast just like you do. I have my off moments and days, but I'm able to bring it back And so, like last night, one of my Vibe Tribe members said, Andy, you know, something happened earlier this week. I got into this big argument. People were accusing me and criticizing me. Normally, I'd have been depressed and angry for 2 weeks. I was depressed and angry for 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what? That's their stuff. It's not mine. And I'm not going to take responsibility for, I'm not going to let them dictate, you know, try to make me feel bad. I've got the tools. And so she was feeling great.
That's good to hear. So it is reinforcement. As much as you're positive and you're with what you do, it's nice to get feedback. So what about, you talk about the idea that your vibe attracts your tribe. Can you elaborate on that a bit? How does that work?
Yeah, everything's vibrating energy. So a perfect example is anybody who's listening to this call is, you're vibrating on this frequency. You're ready to hear what I'm sharing with you, and your vibe attracts your tribe. So right now, me and Edie and Shane and anybody else who's listening to this call, we're all vibrating on that same frequency. And so it's just simple. Law of attraction, like energy attracts like energy.
So are the tribe, I mean, and I have amazing people all over the world that are my tribe. They're more than just play buddies. They're accountability partners. Do you find that, that happens?
That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in my Vibe Tribe, it's only $10 a month. I have the Vibe Tribe, $10 bucks a month. I do monthly calls. We did a call last night. And then I do weekly videos exclusively for the Vibe Tribe. I interact with them every day. They're answering questions. We're all posting. We're all holding each other accountable. You get a Vibe Tribe buddy. And so you have somebody that you can call up and say, hey, this week, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to be held accountable for. And then you have to check in. Like, I have an accountability buddy. Every Monday at 1 o'clock, I call my friend Mike, and we check in with each other. How's it going? What worked? What didn't work? Where are you at? So accountability is huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one of the things I know that you talk about, and this is a big issue for a lot of people, is the idea of procrastination. How do we keep people, or not keep them, but how do we encourage people to just do it and not procrastinate, not put off?
Yeah, it's funny. I've been reading so many books on procrastination, and I've been a procrastinator my life too. And one of the key things I can give you, there's so much on procrastination, but what happens is we associate more pain to doing the thing that oftentimes we want to do. Like, we want to write the book, or we want to exercise, or we want to eat better. We want to be more loving. But we're procrastinating on, like, writing that book because on a deeper level, we associate more pain to it than pleasure. So you've got to get aware of your story, right? Because we all got a story. I'm a procrastinator. I wait to the last minute. I work better under pressure. That story, you got to stop, cancel, clear, get the free out of here. Then you can tell the transition story. I'm beginning to move forward. I'm beginning to take action. I'm beginning to feel my worthiness. Procrastination is one of those things. So a great tip for anyone listening right now, they're called five-minute takeoffs. So whatever you're procrastinating on right now, as soon as you're done listening to this call, do it for 5 minutes. Go write for 5 minutes. Get on the floor and do one push-up. One push-up. There's a book I'm reading called Mini Habits. The guy couldn't get himself to exercise for 30 minutes. So this one day out of frustration, he was just like, I'm just going to do one push-up today, and that's it. And he got on the floor and did one push-up. He was like, hey, I like that. Went another whole day, he didn't want to exercise. He said, I'm just going to break it down. So you break it down into smaller, bite-sized, manageable pieces. And so Tal Bashar, I forgot his last name. He's a teacher at Harvard. I don't know if he created it, but he talks about it in his book. Five-minute takeoffs. Just start something, do it for 5 minutes, and you're done. And then plan when you're going to do it again for 5 minutes. And this gets momentum going.
So you use that yourself, I'm imagining. So 5 minute takeoffs.
Yes, I do 5 minute takeoffs. And you know what always happens? You start 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's 10 minutes and 15 minutes, like meditating. Right? So many people want to meditate, but you know, they're like, well, I can't meditate today. I'm too busy. I can't meditate for 15 or 20 minutes or an hour today. Just do 1 minute. I'm not kidding you. It's consistency is where your power is, consistently meditating. So if all you can do is meditate today for 1 minute or 5 minutes, that's better than nothing. If you can just do one push-up today, it's better than no push-ups today. Or if you can walk a block or just run around your house for 10 minutes. Like today, I wanted to get out early in the morning and ride my bike. I had a bunch of things show up, and I wanted to knock it out. And so I ran around my house for 10 minutes, and I got on the rebounder. It was amazing. I did 10 burpees. I did, you know, a couple, 5 minutes on the rebounder. I mean, I got my exercise in, and then later today I got a better bike ride in. But it's consistency is the key.
Perfect. Well, I would love to have you back on the show in the next couple of months so we can continue with this, because believe it or not, we are ready to close out. And the man's name is Tal, T-A-L, Ben, B-E-N hyphen Shahar, S-H-A-H-A-R.
Shahar,
that's the gentleman. So thank you so much, Andy, for being on the show. And folks, to go to Andy's website, you just type in andydooley.com. So thank you so much.
Hey, I want a special offer. Anybody goes to my website, you want to buy my audio program or anything, I'm going to give you 50% off. Unbelievable deal. When you check out, type in gratitude 50, the word gratitude and the number 50, and you'll get 50% off, I think, of the audio program or anything. So I want to give that to your listeners for listening.
Oh, marvelous. Thank you so much. What a generous soul you are, Andy. Thank you so much for being on the show. And
thank
folks,
you.
My pleasure. And folks, next week, my guest is one of my favorite authors and artists. Her name is Sark, S-A-R-K, Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy, and she's written a new book called Succulent Wild Love, 6 Powerful Habits for Feeling More Love More Often, along with her sweetheart, Dr. John Waddell. So she will be on my show next week. So until next week, I thank you, I bless you, I love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, asking you the all-important question, what does your vivid life look like? Hoping that it includes fulfilling and thriving relationships in all areas. Until next time, sending you abundant love from here.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.